Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Monica Collison, President and CEO of Union Mutual Insurance. Like you, I grew up in and still farm and ranch in our great state. Growing up in Granfield, I learned the hard work that it takes to protect the land and assets that my family built over the last 110 years. Union Mutual Insurance has been serving Oklahomans just like you for over 85 years. At Union Mutual, we focus on protecting your farm, ranch, and home, not politics. Call your local agent today or visit us on our website at unionmutualic.com.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Well, today, Congressman Frank Lucas released a statement in response to the United States Supreme Court's decision in Sackett versus EPA, which ruled in favor of the Sacketts and America's landowner. He says today's ruling by the Supreme Court is a win for Oklahoma's farmers, ranchers, landowners, and all of rural America. Beginning with the Obama administration and resurrected by President Biden, Washington Democrats have attempted to expand the role of federal government under the Clean Water Act and erode the private property rights of Americans. Today's unanimous decision by the Supreme Court to define wetlands regulated by the Clean Water Act takes a step towards clarity, regulatory certainty, and allowing landowners to continue to be their own responsible steward of their land, said Congressman Lucas. Now that the court has ruled in conflict with the administration's rule, the Biden administration must immediately rescind its burdensome proposed rule. Well, producers who have not yet filled out the Census of Agriculture still have a couple of more days to do so, as that deadline coming up on May the 31st. I spoke with Troy Marshall, who's with USDA NASS, about the 2022 Census of Ag and why it's so important.
It may not be direct to you right at that moment, but it indirectly, it's affecting you in rural communities. We've seen this data. I've seen this data here in Oklahoma be used for writing grants for broadband internet usage. You know, who would think that agriculture data would be used for broadband internet? But we asked those questions on this, and there's not a lot of data out there around broadband usage in rural areas. So we can use this data to help justify getting some of that there.
Marshall made sure to add that it is critical that everyone responds to the census because that is used to help producers receive more funding.
Also, with some of the sister agencies, with NRCS, we ask questions specifically about tillage practices and cover crop usage. That data, some of those practices are used in some of the programs they have, like EQIP and CSP. We see some different questions in there about energy usage. We see questions, a vast array of questions surrounding agriculture that influences is the most comprehensive piece of data that we have for agriculture. So it helps defend and fund many of those initiatives that we have, whether in USDA or outside of USDA. But also, I always remind people, a lot of times it defends some of the things that we do as well. There's been some various stories that we've heard and seen where this data is taken to defend agriculture and rural communities as well.
For more information about this year's census, or if you need help filling yours out, you can go to nass.usda.gov/agcensus. You've got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 7th through 9th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email.
That's our latest Farm and Ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.